into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top officials in NATO say it is the biggest violation of its airspace since the war in Ukraine began. Poland, a key NATO ally, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of the drones a direct threat. Russia's defense ministry saying just now it did not target Poland. Emergency personnel in Qatar continue digging through the rubble of an Israeli attack on Hamas's political leaders in Doha, a move that has drawn widespread condemnation from several countries. Fed Governor Lisa Cook remains on the job despite President Trump's attempts to fire her.
The judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from firing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The judge says Cook can keep doing her job as her lawsuit plays out in court, adding Trump has not given a legally permissible cause for her removal.
ABC's Perry Russum. An excerpt of Kamala Harris's new book, just published by The Atlantic, says in retrospect she thinks she should have fought harder to let President Biden make the decision on running for re-election. This is ABC News. An urgent manhunt is underway in Queens, New York, following the murder of an elderly couple in their 70s whose home was set on fire, allegedly by the suspect.
The nicest neighbors you could ever ask for.
Surveillance video showing the suspect in the neighborhood Monday after going door to door, police say, asking to charge his phone.
Very chilling. It's scary.
Once inside, police say the suspect terrorized the couple for 5 hours, stabbing 76-year-old Frank Olton, tying him to a pole in the basement with a bungee cord, and setting him on fire. The body of Olton's 77-year-old wife, Maureen, found severely burned in a separate part of the house.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Bond set at $1 million for the Houston man charged with killing an 11-year-old boy who rang his doorbell, then ran off, filming the whole time for a TikTok video. Apple unveiling its newest iPhones, but at old prices. The company holding prices on its new devices steady despite higher tariffs. The base model of the new iPhone 17 starts at $800. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News and 98Q Country, I'm Shali Pittman. The Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. WGBW's Connie Fellman has more.
They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday, Marshfield Clinic had their grand opening of their new and improved renovated hospital department. We spoke with Lori McEwen, Vice President of Operations and Patient Care Services, who had words of praise for the very adaptable and resilient hospital staff that had to work with construction schedules.
To be able to have such a dynamic team, if it wasn't for the team of leaders that we had, when I hear the word resilient, I really think of our team here, because it's like, okay, now I'm taking the emergency room and I'm moving it to med-surg this week, and they would just all pack up and figure it out, and now I'm taking, you know, the emergency department, we're moving you back, and now med-surg is going to have to go into administration for a while, and everybody just worked together because they knew the end project was going to be well worth all of it.
Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Sleep in Heavenly Peace invites you out to Christ the Servant Lutheran Church to come help build some beds. It's going to be the Breaking Chains Band leading worship from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You're invited to come sing, dance, and clap along. And then from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., you can help build some beds. And at the end of it all, at 12:30 p.m., a free lunch will be served. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of bills that they say would benefit workers. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law, championed by then-Governor Scott Walker, curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last Sunday's game between the Packers and Lions drew 24 million viewers, the most watched Week 1 game on CBS in 28 years. Tomorrow night, they host the Washington Commanders. Green Bay defensive end Micah Parsons has had some of his best games against Washington during his time with the Cowboys.
I don't know, just the strategy, coaching, understand who you're playing against. They're just an explosive team, starting with that quarterback, and it just means a lot more. You got get to him.
The Packers could be without right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks, both dealing with injuries. There'll be game time decisions. And the team signing Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million, even though he's still rehabbing a torn ACL. College football. The Badgers will play at Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Game time 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill likely to start at quarterback again. Women's volleyball. The Badgers beating the UWM Panthers last night. 3-0 in straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced its 2025 State Natural Areas Volunteer of the Year. I'll tell you who she is when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR recently announced Connie Ramthune as the 2025 State Natural Areas Volunteer of the Year for her dedication to invasive species removal in the northern Kettle Moraine. As a lifelong resident of the Kettle Moraine area, Ramthune has seen native plants being overtaken by invasives like garlic mustard, European buckthorn, and honeysuckle. She's taken an active role helping native plants recover and in controlling invasive species through the DNR State Natural Areas Volunteer Program. She's also a board member with the Friends of Kettle Moraine State Forest. She's been a part of the State Natural Areas Volunteer Program since 2018, and she also spearheaded successful grant applications for her work through the Friends of the Northern Kettle Moraine State Forest. The DNR is always actively recruiting volunteers to help care for state natural areas. To get involved, check out the DNR State Natural Areas Volunteer Program webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search State Natural Areas Volunteer Program. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A good-looking September day on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 57.
98Q Country.
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do, no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo.
Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really.
Uno, due, tre, quattro.
What's the matter you? Hey! Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter you?
One more time for Mama. Hey, welcome to another edition of Reality Radio. Joel here. We've got some guests coming in a little bit later. We're a little backloaded today on Reality Radio. So I have enticed Mr. Gray Gunderson into the studio to chat with us with a possible subject of our further discussion on Monday's gray area topic of meatloaf. Good morning, Mr. Gunderson.
Good morning. Good morning. Rachel asked me on my way in here, she said, what are you representing? And I said, the results of bad decision making. That's how you end up at 98Q Country. Just a couple mistakes here and there.
Just a dreary, tough morning to get going. Just a dreary, wet, drippy morning. Just kind of tough to get going here today.
Yes, but yeah. I'll tell you what, not to argue with you, but among the ugly, drippy mornings, I walked out this morning, Joel, and I thought, you know what? That's actually more pleasant than I thought it would be. I think cold. When I see these foggy, rainy days, I think cold. And when my just a little guy self feels 60 degrees, I say, ooh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, a pleasant, because we started out at 58 and we're only going to get to about 65. But you're right, temperature-wise, not too bad.
It's coming, though.
There's more stuff. There's more good stuff coming. We're going to be 75, maybe 80 by the weekend. It'd be really
what?
Nice.
No, it's September.
A discussion we had on Monday about meatloaf, I wanted to continue today.
Discussion.
Because Monday I brought up to Gray the fact that meatloaf needed a new name. Somebody said something bad about meatloaf. Says, oh, I don't like meatloaf. I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, how do you talk bad about meatloaf? Maybe it was the name. And it is an appropriate name because it looks like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
When you make your meatloaf, typically, sometimes we make it in the pan though, so meat pan might be better.
We're having meat pan for dinner.
Meat pan. So Monday, I told my wife what the discussion we had, because she doesn't listen to my radio stuff. She doesn't do it. It's healthy for our relationship, so she doesn't listen. So I told her the discussion we had, and I just said I think it needs to be freshened up a little bit, and she. Didn't say much, gave me that look like whatever, and then she announced a little bit later on in the day Monday that we were having meatloaf for supper on Monday night, which was wonderful. She makes a great meatloaf. It's my mom's recipe, and a little hash browns and stuff like that. So my wife is a cook in our house, so she was preparing the food, and as a tradition in our house, my wife will, in some tone of voice, depending on how the day has gone, she'll make the announcement, come and get it. It might be, you know, yep, or come get it, dear, or it's ready. It can be various tones. So on Monday, she made the announcement for my wife, rather loud. She said, the meat wad is ready.
The meat wad. So
at that point, I thought to myself, I think she made meatloaf just to set up that moment. I think that was the whole day was planned around that moment.
I think so, too.
Right there. So we have on the 98Q website a new poll. All right. The Packer poll is off there, and we have a brand new poll on our 98Q website. Always hard-hitting, you know, solving the issues of the day. So meatloaf needs a new name is the name of the poll. What should we call it moving forward? And here are your options on the 98Q Country Facebook website, 98QCountry.com. We've got Meatalicious. We've got Meat Wad, right now leading the way. Wonder who voted for that. Meatinator. Meat Treat. And your fifth choice is, oh my gosh, please, none of these, leave it alone. That is your fifth choice.
I refuse to react. I refuse. I had no input on any of those. I think we can guess where those options came from. We need a fill-in-the-blank option for those of us who are more sane than whoever made this poll. Also, we're ignoring two things, Joel, and I think we've got to touch on both of them.
All right.
First of all, I think we need to confront the idea that maybe the loaf part of the name isn't the problematic part. Because when you come at me with meat wad and meat treat, I'm compelled to believe, hey, maybe we should switch up the other half of this. Mm. Or maybe both halves. The other thing is that we're not the first ones to have this discussion. You really think we're the first ones to think meatloaf isn't great? Well, let's examine it. How did we get there? Well, it's like a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread, that fits. Why? Because we don't have to say it often. I think that's the real problem, is that we have to continually, you know, and we can call bread, bread. we can't call meatloaf anything but meatloaf. So there's no handy byword that we can use to ignore the ugly bits of its real name.
It's true.
You know,
true.
Like true. Nicknames, they exist for a reason. And meatloaf doesn't get one.
All right.
So, a loaf of bread does, kind of.
So is there a one word description that we could, when you say it, people will know you're having meatloaf without having to say meatloaf? Meaty.
I'm eating a brick.
I'm eating a brick.
I don't know. Like, there's like, I feel like I've got everything but the punchline for this joke, Joel. But like, there's something out there. Meat cube, meat wreck, meat block, meat block,
meat. By the way, when I Googled who invented meatloaf, it says no single person invented meatloaf. That might be the perfect description of this discussion right here. Nobody's taking responsibility. It goes back to ancient Rome, and Roman maybe, possibly. But it's, did we determine this Monday? Are you a fan of meatloaf?
Generally. Totally. Yeah. Totally. My mom made breadcrumb style meatloaf. Right. It's basically just that, the breadcrumbs, some seasoning. So I'd probably switch it up a little bit, but yeah, meatloaf has a place. Here's the thing. I agree with you. I don't like the name meatloaf. It's bad. It needs a new name, but I don't think there is a better one. Sometimes I think the best we can do is not that great, and meatloaf might be the perfect example.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is it rich people eating meatloaf, Joel? I think we better just make do with the name as much as with the food. And yeah, some rich people do, but it's the ones who started out poor and like developed a taste growing up. You don't go to the Ritz and order meatloaf.
I don't think you're at a 5-star restaurant with $100 steaks and on the dry erase board it says special of the day.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
You'll never see Gordon Ramsay making deconstructed meatloaf with a cranberry reduction. I can tell you that much, because that would be a pile of breadcrumbs and a pile of ground beef. There's your deconstructed meatloaf right there. Like, this is a Depression-era meal. This is a meal that was the province of the lower class, of the middle class at best. Like, this is a make-do meal. And those are the best ones, by the way. You want one of the best meals ever, it's going to be cheap. And it is sauerkraut, potatoes from a can, and smoked sausage. Throw them in a crock pot and don't touch it. Pile of black pepper if you must. Holy cow, cheap meals are the best meals.
That's very true. And you can't get away from you can't get away from the ingredients of meatloaf. You can't substitute ground turkey in there and then say, hey, we're having meatloaf, and then everybody says, well, this is different. Well, I put ground turkey in there. And at some point, someone's just got to stand up at the dinner table and just declare that this ain't meatloaf.
That's
all
bird
right?
loaf.
It might still be good. It might still be all right.
I'd call it bird loaf.
Bird loaf.
Bird loaf. I feel like that has every right to exist as meatloaf does. Bird loaf. Yes, it feels different, but it's different in the right way. We've got meatloaf. We've got fish loaf. That makes sense. Don't do it, please. But you could.
Cow. We need to incorporate. We need to think outside of the meat box here. We need to think of where meat comes from. Cowtown time. Cow. I'm
farmer pie.
Workshopping here. Farmer.
Like a shepherd's pie isn't really a pie. Like a
that's too close to the other pie that a cow creates in the pasture.
Okay. Okay.
When I think of a cow and pie, I immediately think of me stepping in that in a cow pasture as a young kid.
Beef a la Gunderson.
Beef.
There's your meatloaf.
There you go. Well, if you start your own, you know, food company, national chain, you could be like Kleenex, you could be like Band-Aid. People would say, well, it's not meatloaf, that's just a brand name of it, the Beef of Gunderson.
Right. Like, one day, how about this? I'll make you a promise. One day you will encounter beef a la Gunderson. If that looks like meatloaf, you're in prison and that's your problem. If it looks really fancy, then I'm successful and that's for me to enjoy. I don't see any way I could lose this. Beef a la Gunderson coming to a table near you.
So have some fun with it on the front page of 98qcountry.com. Vote in our decision of what meatloaf should now be called. We got a few more minutes before we get some guests in here, Grace, so we may not have time to talk before tomorrow night's game. Packer injury situation is a concern for tomorrow night. Is
totally.
It not?
Totally. Keep in mind that yesterday's injury report was simulated. They didn't actually practice. Not yesterday's injury report, but it was the report released yesterday about Monday, which was a day off, and so there were a lot of names on there that might not actually have been as injured as it seems. So look at today's injury report and listen to updates from Civic Media's own Mike Clemens every hour for much better info. Today we've got better info, and I'm afraid, there's some scary inclusions on there. Number one for me, right tackle Zach Tom.
Yeah, and I think with the Packers having 10 days off after this game, and Cleveland is the next opponent, right? I believe.
I think so.
So you think to yourself, all hands on deck for this game. It's a conference game, very important game when you play conference games. So all hands on deck. And if you're not available a week from Sunday, we think maybe we can get Cleveland. We'd rather, if we had to pick a game of the two to win, and there's one you got to lose, Cleveland would be the one because the conference win's important.
Right, exactly. Commanders are in the NFC. Browns are in the AFC.
Right, right.
So, like, that's for us, we've got to beat the Commanders before we've got to beat the Browns. And so, like you said, it creates a priority structure that's just kind of self-evident. If we drop that Browns game, so be it. But it's also the game we shouldn't drop, you know?
Right.
So
even if you're hobbled.
Exactly. Even hurt, we shouldn't lose to the Browns.
Yeah, so it's a quick turnaround for the Packers, and there's guys that are right now just kind of laying there, waking up this morning, and they're like, "All right, I'm just not going to move today."
Right.
They're going to wait till Thursday at like 3 o'clock, and they'll start getting their body back in shape. It's just a lot of healing going on right now.
Indeed, but that Zach Tom injury all the more important because the Browns do have among their talented players one of the best pass rushers. So far of this decade, Myles Garrett has been pretty singular, though he's no Aaron Donald or there are other names I put before him. But long story short, they've got a good pass rusher, and we've got a hurt tackle, and that's a scary thing to know.
And as we know in the National Football League, every single week is an island. It doesn't matter if you're playing a good team or a bad team, a turnover here or whatever, it can flip. That's why only one team has ever run the table all the way through, 17-0. Somebody usually gets them. Or what was Miami's? 14-0.
Something, yeah. It was 16-something.
Yeah.
Miami did it, and only Miami did it. And Miami's not going to do it again anytime soon.
If you want an appreciation for modern-day football and how good it is, go back, go on YouTube, go back and just put in like 72 Packers. There's a lot of games on YouTube from back in the 70s featuring the Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears, and just watch those games and you're like, oh my God, that's not fun at all. That quarterback's a Hall of Famer. He looks horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch that and you realize why football grew in popularity as soon as that West Coast offense came in and it just took off is because football back in the 60s and 70s was still kind of popular, but it was pretty boring.
Yep. I'll tell you what, if it weren't for Fran Tarkenton, I wonder where we'd be.
Yeah. I mean, he really, leaving the pocket, running around, scrambling, he wasn't the originator, but he did it intentionally and consistently.
Correct. He was the one, and actually, he's spoken about it in interviews. He identified that his career was up on the rocks, and he had to shake it up. He had to become something new, or he'd be something old fast. And so he started moving more, and it started... success, you know, and credit to the coaching staff at the time for recognizing, hey, we better not stop this guy from doing this thing. And in fact, we should see what we can do with it, because that's why the NFL, like you said, would the West Coast offense have come around? Probably, but later, you know, you had to have an originator. And we'll never know who would have originated the thing if it weren't for the one who did it.
And the Fran Tarkentons exist today, but they just don't last quite as long scrambling back there as they did back in the 70s, because the linemen are a little bit faster now.
That, and because those scrambling quarterbacks are now expected to gain yards, where it was more to open up the passing game before. Now it's also an element of the running game, which means expecting tackles. So you got to play it smart, or you're going to get you got a 250-pound dude hitting you right in your throat. Shoulder, you know, like that's running with a quarterback. Fran Tarkenton didn't run much, but he scrambled all the time.
Yep. There were some fun videos to watch if you want to be entertained by a scrambling quarterback. Just put Fran Tarkenton scrambling and you'll see videos that'll just make your jaw absolutely drop. He literally had probably 50 plays in his career where he probably was behind the line of scrimmage for at least 20 seconds, scrambling. I don't think I'm telling a untruth there. I think that's pretty accurate.
Agreed. And there were players who were more slippery, but you're looking at like Barry Sanders, you know. So like Fran Tarkenton isn't the best slippery player ever, but listen to the announcers. Mm-hmm. Listen to the announcers describe it, because it's pretty obvious that he's by far the shiftiest guy who's ever been on a professional football field at that point. Yeah. And that they're seeing, it's not a caveman discovering fire, but it's like, oh, we can make wheels out of wood instead of stone. Like, there's a really good idea right here. And that's Fran Tarkenton.
Just a lot of comments like, he's still loose.
Yep.
He's running backwards.
My favorite in that, in because they still had that tone of voice on the broadcast voices, you'll still hear, still running around. Like those three words, still running around.
Yeah,
like,
just the fake announcer voice.
Yes. The transatlantic accent, it's called. Yeah, and there's a whole thing behind
that. He throws a 30-yard pass for a gain of one.
I did that to Big G when we were at the golf tournament because he was, like Big G does, he takes his time hitting the ball. And so he was, you know, he was kind of winding up his swing. And I said, the batter's really digging in that left heel in the front side of the box today.
Play-by-play in the middle of a golf swing.
Oh, man. I was like, if I'm going to talk in your backswing, I'm going to do it right. And so we went full 1935 that day. It was fun.
All right, Gray. Good to see you. We got some local stuff coming up on Reality Radio, twice an hour news and sports. And then the birthdays. Give us a call if you got a birthday at 762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top officials in NATO say it is the biggest violation of its airspace since the war in Ukraine began. Poland, a key NATO ally, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of the drones a direct threat. Russia's defense ministry saying just now it did not target Poland. Emergency personnel in Qatar continue digging through the rubble of an Israeli attack on Hamas's political leaders in Doha, a move that has drawn widespread condemnation from several countries. Fed Governor Lisa Cook remains on the job despite President Trump's attempts to fire her.
A judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from firing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The judge says Cook can keep doing her job as her lawsuit plays out in court, adding Trump has not given a legally permissible cause for her removal.
ABC's Perry Russum. An excerpt of Kamala Harris's new book, just published by The Atlantic, says in retrospect she thinks she should have fought harder to let President Biden make the decision on running for re-election. This is ABC News. An urgent manhunt is underway in Queens, New York, following the murder of an elderly couple in their 70s whose home was set on fire allegedly by the suspect.
The nicest neighbors you can ever ask for.
Surveillance video showing the suspect in the neighborhood Monday after going door to door, police say, asking to charge his phone.
Very chilling. It's scary.
Once inside, police say the suspect terrorized the couple for 5 hours, stabbing 76-year-old Frank Olton, tying him to a pole in the basement with a bungee cord and setting him on fire. The body of Olton's 77-year-old wife, Maureen, found severely burned in a separate part of the house.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Bond set at $1 million for the Houston man charged with killing an 11-year-old boy who rang his doorbell, then ran off, filming the whole time for a TikTok video. Apple unveiling its newest iPhones, but at old prices. The company holding prices on its new devices steady despite higher tariffs. The base model of the new iPhone 17 starts at $800. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News and 98Q Country, I'm Sholly Pittman. The Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. WGBW's Connie Fellman has more.
They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. As many of you may have heard, yesterday the Hayward Middle School was placed into a soft lockdown. Mark Berquist, the district administrator, sent out a press release explaining the situation. In it, he stated that a report was made regarding a potential weapons on school grounds. And, following established safety protocols, school administration immediately contacted local law enforcement. Officers responded quickly and, during the investigation, did confirm that a student was in possession of a weapon. This weapon was confiscated and is now with law enforcement. During this time, students were placed in a soft lockdown for approximately 20 minutes. The individual was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action in accordance with school district policy. Due to the school's legal obligation to maintain student confidentiality, they cannot share further details at this time. However, they are deeply grateful for the swift response and continued partnership of local law enforcement officers. and the school would like to strongly encourage all students, staff, and families to notify school staff or law enforcement if you see or hear anything that could represent a potential safety concern. The school thanks everyone very much for your partnership in helping them maintain a safe and secure learning environment. Once again, yesterday the Hayward Middle School was placed into a soft lockdown for approximately 20 minutes. The incident has been solved, and there is no danger to students, staff, or the public. Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander, the Autism Society of Central Wisconsin is very excited to invite you to their sensory-friendly family night. This is a no-cost, inclusive event for families impacted by autism and other disabilities. It is a safe and welcoming space to come as you are and have fun together. Activities include a bounce house, yard games, and sensory activities. You can register through the Autism Society of Central Wisconsin's Facebook page. And if you have any questions, you can reach out through autismsocietycw@gmail.com. Once again, that email for questions is autismsocietycw@gmail.com. Once again, this is taking place Friday, September 12th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Average gas prices took a slight dip in the state, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average on Monday is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last Sunday's game between the Packers and Lions drew 24 million viewers, the most watched week one game on CBS in 28 years. Tomorrow night, they host the Washington Commanders. Green Bay defensive end Micah Parsons has had some of his best games against Washington during his time with the Cowboys.
I don't know, just the strategy, coaching, understand who you're playing against. They're just an explosive team, starting with that quarterback, and it just means a lot more. You got to get to him.
The Packers could be without right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks, both dealing with injuries. There'll be game time decisions. And the team signing Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million, even though he's still rehabbing a torn ACL. College football, the Badgers will play at Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Game time 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill likely to start at quarterback again. Women's volleyball, the Badgers beating the UWM Panthers last night. 3-0 in straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s, a good-looking September day on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 57.
Let's do some birthdays and anniversaries locally. Our very own voice of Screaming Eagle Sports, Steve Jetland, Pastor Steve from out of Family Worship Center, is celebrating a birthday today. So, Steve, happy birthday to you from all of us here at 98Q Country. And we've got Danny. Danny and Adam. The Hoffmans are celebrating an anniversary today. So, Danny and Adam, happy anniversary. We'll put you in for the cake. Mr. Jetland, station employee, you're not eligible for the cake. Sorry. Other celebrities that are celebrating here on this 10th day of September. See Ashley Monroe, the singer and songwriter, one-third of the group Pistol Annies. She is 39 today. Misty Copeland, the ballet dancer, celebrating a 43rd birthday today. The actor Ryan Philippe, F-I-L-L-I-P-P-E, is celebrating today. Lincoln Lawyer, Flags of Our Fathers, and others. Ben Wallace, the retired basketball star, is celebrating a 51st birthday today. Toby's happy about that. Station Dog, happy in the background. Guy Ritchie, the English director from Aladdin, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. A couple of Sherlock Holmes films, too. Guy Ritchie, 57 today. Randy Johnson, left-handed hurler, the big unit they called him. Many major league players still talk about the fact of they were just kind of scared at times to go against him, especially early in his career when he was throwing 100 miles an hour. And he wasn't even sure where the ball was going to go sometimes. But he turned into, had a pretty long career. And he appeared on over 97% of the first ballot votes back in 2015. He's a Hall of Famer. Randy Johnson, the big unit, 62 today. Colin Firth, he wins a Best Actor Oscar for The King's Speech back in 2011. He's 65 today. Who else here? Amy Irving, the actress from Carrie and Yentl, is 72. Bill O'Reilly, talk show host, fiery conservative TV host and author. Still doing some stuff on the web. He's 76 today as Bill O'Reilly. Bob Lanier, Basketball Hall of Famer, 77. Jim Hines, for a time the Olympic gold medal winning sprinter, held the title of fastest man in the world. Jim Hines is 79 today, Olympic sprinter. Tommy Overstreet, singer and songwriter, and nearly a dozen top 10 songs back in the 70s. He passed away back in 2015 in Oregon, where he lived. 1937, he was born, Tommy Overstreet. Roger Maris, the New York Yankee outfielder, was the longtime single-season home run king with 61. Few people have passed him up since then, but for him to do that back in that era with the bats and the balls the way they were was pretty incredible. Roger Maris, born on this day, 1934. He passed in 1985. Karl Lagerfeld, the flamboyant German-born fashion designer. Born on this day, 1933, passed in 2019. And Arnold Palmer. When people talk golf, it's just one of those games. It's kind of like Michael Jordan, isn't it? When you say the word Arnold Palmer, it's a generational name. One of the golf legends. And he received a Congressional Gold Medal of Honor back in 2012 also. Arnold Palmer, born in 1929, great golfer, passed back in 2016.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's 8:44 on Reality Radio. We've been talking in the last month or so about Northwood's Living Hope out of Phillips. It's a charity of choice from Wheelway this past month and continues here a little bit. And we've got Tammy Brandt with us, who's one of the driving forces behind the establishment and the current construction of the Northwood's Living Hope Maternity House there in Phillips. Tammy, good morning to you. I'm going to get you a little...
Good morning, Joel.
Yeah. Before we talk about the fundraiser, the tea, which is a week from tomorrow, let's inform people about who maybe haven't heard of what's going on with Northwoods Living Hope and kind of what the goal is and what the what services will be provided once we get this completed and up and running.
Oh, you bet. Well, Northwoods Living Hope is a women's shelter and maternity home. We have hopes of being able to open by January 1st. All of that is dependent on our remodeling. We have a new location for Northwoods Living Hope. It used to be located in Phillips, and it's now going to be located out in the country at what used to be my dearly beloved, moved on to heaven parents' home.
Okay. so it used to be right place. There on the highway, right by Ross's. Is that what?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Did, yeah.
So we're moving out to a facility, and you mentioned this when I first met you, that you were, when your parents passed, you kind of like felt a calling to do this at some
point,
right?
Actually, a couple of years before they
passed. Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because I knew that that I would receive the home, and I had just been wondering what on earth we would do with it, and my husband and I kept praying about that. And the Lord, you know, said maternity home. So we ended up, after my dad passed away last year, we ended up talking with the folks at Northwoods Living Hope and deciding that, yes, we could combine these two ministries. So going away from more of an emergency shelter to instead a women's abuse shelter and maternity homes for the when those kind of situations are come up that gals are in crisis, and that we can provide a program support where they can go through and come for several months, go through a program to help them to come out to learn life skills,
sure,
to be able to learn about the Lord. There's no doubt about that. That's what we're all about. But, you know, sometimes you come out of a situation and you you just don't know where to turn and you don't know what to do. And maybe you didn't ever, you know, learn some of those things that are going to get you back on your feet. And those are some of the things that we are hoping through.
All right.
Community support, volunteers coming in and different things that we can teach a lot of those life skills and be able to help people.
So the home specifically kind of designated for women who are pregnant or maybe recently had a child, is that a good description?
That would be a good description. In addition, women who are coming out of an abuse crisis and they want help, they want to be able to learn to leave those types of situations behind, and whether or not that's a family that could possibly be restored, or whether or not that's something that a gal and her children, she may or may not have children, you know, needs to move on to something different. Those are all parts of that. And that same thing is true if you're a new mother. Maybe you're wanting to look at adoption. Maybe you're wanting to look at, you know, how can I raise this child? All those things. So
in
a pro-life ministry, we're looking at being able to help, because that's what's so important sometimes is just offering those resources.
Right. And for getting back to the maternity side of it, we know how difficult, especially if you're a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got a young child. You're just like, well, I kind of want to work and make money, but you know what child care costs and who takes care of the... I mean, they're just... It always has been difficult, but
exactly.
Nowadays and the way the economy is financially, it's just incredibly difficult.
Yep, that's exactly true. And one of the things I think that is so important is to help any of these ladies to understand, you know, what it is to be gaining skills, what it is to be going to school, what it is to be able to market yourself, what it is to be able to go to an interview, all of those. Those are all some of the things that we hope to encompass, you know, when it comes to life skills, because life skills aren't just learning to, you know, cook, which is absolutely wonderful, but it's learning to parent. It's learning to be able to change that oil, because all those different types of things, as far as that part goes, but being able to, you know, go through an interview, being able to discuss with people about yourself, promote yourself and believe in yourself.
Sure. And the home located outside of Phillips, will be relocating there, I guess, joining forces with the current Northwoods Living Hope, is currently under construction, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, we've had a lot going on. We have, we're definitely in need of anybody for volunteers that would be able to help out our head contractor. As far as that part goes, if we have construction skills, but so far we've been painting and they have been doing some construction. We're getting ready to start the siding, which is going to be exciting. I think things are going to the whole place is going to look completely different, but in a really nice way when they start getting that siding put on and things like that. But there's definitely, you know, some remodeling to do to a couple of bathrooms, and that's the major, you know. And then there's just good old-fashioned scrubbing and cleaning, you know, and before you can repaint in certain areas. And
sure. So people would like to help out. Maybe you have some handyman skills. You mentioned the bathrooms, or maybe just simple as a good SOS pad or a scrub brush, whatever it may be. Without that handyman skills, all that is kind of needed to make it to make it come through. We'll give you contact information here when we get toward the end. We have a fundraiser coming up a week from tomorrow that people can support that will raise some money to help with this project. So tell us about the big tea a week from tomorrow.
Yes, the royal tea.
The royal tea.
It is a ladies' royal tea, and it will include a wonderful dinner prepared by our person who is providing, our caterer. And the idea to that night is that you are a daughter of the king. And we will have a guest speaker coming in from Pennsylvania. She's a wonderful lady who runs a pregnancy resource center out in Pennsylvania and also a maternity home.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. But it's a night to just treat our ladies. It's a dress-up affair. And yet, if you don't want to dress up, that is no problem. And we certainly have room yet. We're would still be able to take some late registrations through tomorrow, and Friday would be fine. That's kind of our absolute drop-dead cutoff as far as for our person who's cooking. Yes, exactly.
So where is it being held at?
And that's going to be held at the Old Armory, the Phillips Municipal Center there in Phillips. And the doors are going to open at 5. They're going to open before 5:30, but we have it. The doors open at 5:30. Things will be starting up. We have a silent auction. There will be some wonderful items. You know, one of the items that I throw out there for ladies to be aware of, whether it's for themselves or them and their husbands, or perhaps as a gift to their husbands, we have been donated a trip for two to Rushing Winds Fly-In Fishing Retreat up in Ontario. And that's
nice.
Arnie and Dee Wolf have contributed that, and they have been running that facility up there since 1984. And my husband Bob and I had a chance to finally get up to Rushing Wind, and wow, it's just a wow. And if you like to fish, there's another wow.
So that'll be one of the prizes.
Yes.
So first of all, where can they sign up, and what is the cost if you can get both?
Yeah, the cost for the dinner is $25 a person, and the place to sign up, two different ways. You can go to northwoodslivinghope.com, and that is our old website. We have a new website that's going to be coming soon, but there is a register for the tea button there, as well as a donate button, and you can do that through a credit card. You could come that night and pay the $25 at the door. You would need to register, though, by calling 339-2130. That's our main number, if you wanted to pay that night at the tea, and then we could get you registered. But if you sign up on the website, then you're automatically registered for the tea.
All right, and that $25 includes the dinner and the speaker there?
Yes,
that's
correct. Yes.
All right. So I know there's people listening right now that maybe when they were younger, maybe they've had moments in their life where they've struggled. And they realize the importance of Northwoods Living Hope. This is a great chance for you to help or leave a legacy, I always say. For some people listening, maybe some elderly people, what a great legacy to leave behind to support a home like yours that will positively affect people here in the Northwoods from the day it opens, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Our hope and dream, and indeed prayer, is that we would be able to serve people, you know, ladies throughout the Northwoods. It's not Phillips Living Hope. It's not Price County Living Hope. It's Northwoods Living Hope. Because there's people in crisis all over, and maybe that local area isn't the place for them to be able to come and do some healing and some growing.
Yeah, and just the awareness alone. I mean, even if you have someone come to your home who's not immediately from your serving area, there's always contacts and things that can be done and made to make that happen. So there's many different purposes that it will serve. So we're hoping, last time I talked to you guys, we were kind of shooting for January to have it ready to go.
That's still our hope. If it turns out that we can open earlier, we will. We have a wonderful board of directors that is representative of the community, without a doubt, and everybody is working very hard. We're working on getting a whole lot of standard operating procedures down in place, too, as well as we get ready to open and, you know, reformulating from an emergency shelter to a woman's domestic abuse and maternity shelter, there's changes, you know, those are all important things, you know, making sure that you're got all those ducks lined up and that we can, you know, serve that clientele in the best possible way and honor the Lord that way.
As people know, and T's to cross, I's to dot, when you're dealing with a lot of different agencies and some of them government, there's a lot to do. People who have been in that spot know exactly what you're talking about.
That's exactly right,
yes. Yeah, you want to do it right so the shelter will remain open and stay functioning. So northwoodslivinghope.com is a good place to go. If you want to sign up for that tea a week from tomorrow, that sounds like it'd be a fun night out for the ladies. And if you want to donate, you can do through there also. That 339-2130, I think you said, right?
That's correct.
Is a number if someone has a skill and they want to help out with the construction of the house, maybe help with those bathrooms or scrub it up, whatever it may be, they can always call you. Or painting. Yeah.
Painting.
Just as something as simple as one day, right?
Yes.
Another body. Can make a big effect.
Yes.
So we'll be talking with you. We'll be getting up monthly updates from you on Northwoods Living Hope and how it's coming along. So again, northwoodslivinghope.com is the website. I hope you will check it out and support this this great venture. It'll be a great asset to our community. All right, Tammy. Well, good to see you. This is like the third time we've talked. We saw you a couple of times at Wheelway. Hats off to Wheelway, by the way.
Indeed.
People can check out Wheelway Auto Supercenter for a picture there of the really nice donation they made to the Northwoods Living Hope Center.
Yes, that was wonderful. We were just truly blessed by that. There's no doubt about that. So, and then they threw in some oil changes, too, for the silent auction, which was really nice as well. So we sure appreciate their support. There's no doubt about that, definitely.
Yeah, community came together to make that happen through the sales of vehicles and such, yes.
And I should add, if anybody wanted to send a check instead of doing that, waiting for that night, they could do that at Post Office Box 207 in Phillips.
All right, 207.
Yes.
All right, northwoodslivinghope.com, the website. And again, Tammy will be in once a month here on Reality Radio to kind of update us on what's happening there. So thank you so much. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you as well.
You bet. Tammy Brandt, northwoodslivinghope.com. Check it out when you get a moment today.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like
like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right, it's 8:59. Reality Radio continues. Joel here, and we've got a little butternut news to talk about. We've got Maxine and Kelly in. Village Fest is happening. Good morning to both of you. Yay. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for always having us. Yay.
I'm going to snuggle good. This over a little bit so good. We can hear Maxine and all of her snide. all of her wonderful stories. Nice
we're
stories.
Good.
Yes.
We're all going to do that.
Good to see. Good to see.
Listen.
Good to see both of you. Of course, Kelly.
Good to see you, Joel.
Kelly with Fanatical Fish and Maxine. Of course, you see her at the Butternut Historical Society and maybe a few other places too, right, Maxine?
Yes.
So we have a special event coming up this Saturday, right?
We do, once again, and we don't know how many, we haven't kept track, but this is Village Fest. I don't know, maybe fourth, fifth, what do you think, sixth? I can't remember. Everything blurs together now.
Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe sixth.
Four. Yeah. I think this is our fifth.
Fifth one. And this is really, you know, basically a customer appreciation sort of event. It's not a fundraiser. It's basically intended just to thank the community for all their support because, you know, you support us. And so it's a potluck. So please bring a dish to pass. I did have a guy call me yesterday and he asked about it.
Oh, neat.
And he said, how many people usually attend this? And I'm like, well, you know, anywhere between 70 and 100. And he's like, oh, I can't make a dish for that many. I'm like, no, 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 no. We are